controls here. Backup net controls. We've got Dennis, W5DPK, up in northeast Texas. Jake, AM5QS, down in southwest Texas. And Justin, in the middle there, when AI50S, when he's available. And Rusty, WK5R, is recording this net, I believe, along with the other nets on Sunday morning and evening. We meet every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and hopefully we'll have some people make listings. And when you do make your listing, I'll take a people throw out a bunch of their call signs. I'll take a list of call signs, write them down, ping to Mac, and have each one make their listing. And when you do, please give your full call sign first, then give your name, then give your location. And then, give everything you have for want, sale, trade, giveaway, throwaway, and give your contact information at the end, such as a phone number or if you're good on the QRZ database, for email. This is a directed net, so if you got some comments to make, put out your call sign and keep those comments directed through the net control, whoever it might be. Otherwise, be quiet, because nobody's going to pay any attention to you, like your mama. Okay.
Yo mama!
Yo mama. So, let's get started here. Anybody got anything, buy, sell, trade, giveaway? Come on here, call sign. Okay, nothing heard. Got any other information they'd like to pass along? Oh, by the way, does anybody have any emergency traffic? Or any important information they'd like to talk about first?
No emergency traffic, but I'll make a list in KS. QS.
Okay. KM5QS, I think I determined that to be. Go right ahead.
Okay. Just to break down, jump in the water. This is JKM5QS. I am in Allen, Texas. It's a little south, a little west of Corpus. Anyway, I have a Collins, collector quality Collins R38-URR388, excuse me. Anyway, it's the same as a 51J12 or 3. It has a treetop circuits product protector built into it. It is in the original Collins cabinet. All the bolts and screws are there. Nothing is missing. All the knobs are good. They're nice and shiny. Everything turns good. It works great. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. I also have the 270G speaker in the same condition to go with it. I will bring it to Belton. If someone has an interest in looking at it and would possibly like to buy it for around $500, which is a good $150, $200 less than what it's worth. So, if anyone's interested, they can reach me at area code 361-453-2731. 361-453-2731, and I'll be at Belton on, sometime in the afternoon on the 11th.
Okay. Good deal, Jay. Jay, AM5QS. Down there in Ellis, Texas, near Corpus. Been there many times, believe it or not. It's an interesting old town. Used to work through a machine shop there a lot. Jay's got a Collins R388/URR, as Don would say. Same as a 51J12 or 3. It's got the, I believe he said it's got the, what do you call it, the product detector in it, which makes it a whole different radio. And it's complete. It works good. Looks good. Even got the cabinet, which they frequently don't have. He's, let's see, what else here? He's got the 270G speaker that goes with it. And he can bring it to Belton if somebody's interested, but you got to let them know ahead of time because they're pretty heavy. He'd like to sell that for about $500 or something in that range, so give him a call before you go to Belton and tell him, bring it with him. He'll be happy and so will you. Jay can be reached at area code 361-453-2731. 361-453-2731. Anyone need to? What? Nice receipt. Okay, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Okay, who else got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or something they don't mind hauling to Belton? Come with your call sign now.
Dog rectum.
Dog rectum. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Kiki5DR, Matt.
Yeah, I got a few items for sale. I haven't for sale for quite a while.
Let's see. First off is the amplifier. What used to be an old SB230. Dan knows quite a bit about this one. It's been converted over to a single GI7BT. I've completely rebuilt it, modified it, and all that. Real simple to operate. Does about 550 watts out, roughly, and that's with about 55 watts of drive. Operates on 120 volts AC only. It's not easy to change it over to 240, but it works just fine if you got a good enough heavy-duty 120-volt circuit. It'll run 550 all day long. Comes with a spare tube that has also been tested, and it's a good tube. Does 550 out. $600 for that, and not shipping anything, and nothing I list tonight is going to be shipped. I will meet you somewhere within a reasonable distance of, say, Austin. I'll meet you in a reasonable distance. You can pick it up. You'll give me the cash, and you pick up the item. And otherwise, not shipping it. And let's see, next item, I got some test equipment. Got some signal generators, got a Hewlett Packard E640B with the original manual. It works good, 512 megahertz from 0 to 512, and works real well. $100. Got a Marconi signal generator. It's fully synthesized. It goes 512 megahertz from zero. That one you could actually use as a AM transmitter exciter, because you can you get an input that you could put a mic on. And it's got enough output that it could run an amplifier pretty well. $100 for that. Let's see, I got function generators, the pulse generators, the arbitrary wave generators, Hewlett Packard bench supplies, $20 each for any of those, and they all work good. I have a non-working IFR Aeroflex spectrum analyzer, 9 kilohertz to, what does that thing go to, 1 gigahertz, and but it's non-functional right now. The original manual for it. It is registered with Aeroflex, so it could be repaired. I don't know how much that would cost. That's free. If somebody wants it, all you gotta do is come get it. And contact me via email to Cure Zed. My email's been good forever on there. There you go, Dan. Thanks a lot. Kick it by FDR.
Okay, thank you, man. I went a little fast towards the end there, but I got the majority of it. Matt, KK5DR over near Austin, has got a beautiful converted heatkit SP230 or amplifier. Got the GI7BT tube in it, a Russian tube, puts out good, solid 550 watts, 120 volt operation only, but you don't need more of that anyway. Good bedside amplifier, that one is. Even comes with a spare tube, brand new spare tube. Matt bought a bunch of them, tested them all out, and he's got the spare to go with it for $600. That's a bargain. He's got a HP signal generator, goes from 0 to 500 megahertz for $100. Got a Marconi signal generator that he said you could use as a transmitter, actually. It puts out a good enough signal. It's got a input for a microphone for $100, that'd be a lot of fun to play with. That's what you need if you got a, what are those, the original sideband transmitters? Shoot, they need 5 megahertz power, VFO like that to operate.
That'd be a thing to have, $100 for that Marconi signal generator. And he's got other function generators,
pulse generators, wave
generators, and HP torch flies for $20 each. He's got an IFR Aeroflex. Let's see, this he says does not work presently, but they're still in business. It's kind of a registered piece of equipment. You could get it going. That's free. Matt, the best way to reach Matt is to look him up on the QRZ database under KK5DR Delta Radio. Send him an email. Explain what you're interested in, and you all can get together. He will not fib any of this.
So he doesn't mind driving a little ways
to meet up with somebody and hand it over. Anybody need a fill on Matt's listing?
Contact.
Yeah, go ahead.
Matt, what model Aeroflex is that?
It's a A7750A. It's 9 kilohertz to 1 gigahertz.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, man. Thank you, Ricky. Let's see. Let me flip the page here. Get some blank pages, blank lines over here. Oh, man. Damn it. Okay, who else we got out there? Buy, sell, trade, or give away. Come with your call sign now.
Whiskey Juliet 5 Hotel.
C-U-C-W-J-5-H. There's a new call for right answer.
No, it's an older call, but it's still here. this is Corky, Charlie Oscar Romeo Kilo Yankee. I am located at Lake Somerville right now, and I have a very nice, used as a backup, ICOM 7300 that I'm going to take to Belton to sell for $825. Should anyone want to make a commitment for me to buy that thing that morning or this Saturday morning, I will turn it down for $775 and they can pick it up in Belton. Very nice radio, used very little, non-smoking, everything works fine on it. The box, the mic, the power cord, the whole work. Anything else? My phone number, let me give you it. I need that. It's 979-830-7997, correct?
Got it, Corky. Good listing, good signal. Corky, WJ5H, Whiskey Julian 5 Hotel up there in Lake Somerville. He's got an ICOM 7300, nice condition. Do you have the boxes and all that stuff goes with it? Oops, he might be selling it already. Anyway, Corky's got an ICOM 7300 that he'd like to bring to Belton and move down the road for $825. But he said if somebody calls in ahead and commits to it, it'd be $775 for you to pick up in Belton. Now, that's a nice deal. And, Corky, can you reach that area code 979-830-7997? Again, that number is 979-830-7997. Anyone need a bill? If you sell that, Corky, and you're still listening, come back and let us know so people aren't calling all night long.
We'll do it. Hey, thanks much. WJ5H.
Okay. Let's see. Let me give one more shout here. We'll see who might be out there. Who else got something to buy, sell, trade, give away? Come with your call sign now.
CIV.
CIV. Go right ahead.
Hi, Mr. Dan.
Hey, everybody else. This is KB5ZIV. My name is Jim. I'm located down in Uvalde. I got a couple of things left over from the estate. I'll be bringing the Belton. Excuse me, I have a HTX212. That's the little 2-meter radio check, mobile rig. I'd like to get $75 out of it. They're the easiest ones out there to program, I can tell you that.
also have a Ham 4 rotator and control box. When they brought the rotor down, they cut all the control cables, so I don't have any control cables.
Right.
I'd like to get $500 out of that. Last week, I had four boxes of my band VHF radios. They were used for the rural fire department over here. I need to move those. You know, somebody drop me an email, make me an offer. I'm pretty sure you can have them. There's mobiles, there's handy-talkies, chargers, all kinds of stuff. So, the easiest way to get a hold of me is look me up on QRZ, drop me an email. I will answer you back. The phone doesn't always work out here, so, you know, I have to do it this way. All right, Dan, back to you.
Okay, good, Jim. Thank you very much.
Jim,
KB5ZLE out in Uvalde. He's still got a few estate items left here. The main one is this Radio Shack HDX212. It's a 2-meter mobile rig. They're supposed to put out a lot of power. Very easy to program, fortunately. The only ones are the best ones you can get. For $75, you won't find that anywhere for that price. You got a Ham 4 rotor and control box. No cable, but the Ham 4 rotor and control, that's good stuff for $500. They've got four boxes of high band VHF radios that were used by the fire department up there. At four boxes, you got to have a lot of parts there that are useful, and you could have a lot of fun reprogramming those. What's the word I want to use? Putting patterns on them to change them in frequency a little bit, bring them on the ham band. Not a bad job to do that. He said just make them an offer on those. So that's the way to get a hold of Jim.
You'll be bringing these to Belton too, by the way.
So if you're Belton, check them out. See what's all in there. I'm sure you could buy that. Everything he's got for us next to nothing. Just so he doesn't have to take it home. Best way to get a hold of Jim is to look him up on the QRZ database under KB5 Zulu India Victor, KB5ZIV, and send him an email and give him your phone number. When he gets to an area where cell phones work, he'll give you a call and set things up. Anyone need a pill? Okay. Thank you, Jim. I think I heard John in there. WB5OZZ. Go right ahead.
Oh, that is WB5OZZ. The King, Texas, good QRZ. Need a helicopter, ZX101, a receiver. That's a receiver, ZX101A receiver, and a heat kit, hot water, 16 CW transceiver with a heat kit. HG10 VFO that goes with it, both working, of course, and Alpha Amplifier number 8686. Now, you know, the phone number is 832, that's 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Over.
Okay, thank you, Don. Don, WB5OZZ up there in McKinney is looking for a helicopter, SX101A, in working order. He's also looking for a heat kit, HW16 Novice transceiver, CW only. They're nice little radios. And we'd like one of those working with an HD10 VFO. And he's also looking for an Alpha 86 amplifier. There should be a few of those around there yet. I think I heard Bill GQ make mention of one of those that he's got that needs some work on it. But there's still a few of them out there. Anyway, John, if you can help him with some of this, he can be reached at area code 832-755-2341.
832-755-2341.
And I think Don's good on QRZ database under WB5OZZ. Anybody need a pill? Okay. I'm going to make a quick listing for myself here, and then we'll let Dennis see who we can drum up. My name is Dan. The call is KWOZ. We're in Houston. I've got a, let's see, this is a Kenwood. It's M220. Monitor scope. It does not have the BS8, but it looks very good. It's got a scratch, I think, on the front. Down low, you can't really notice it. Works great for $120, plus a little help on the shipping. I've got a Helicrafters SX110 receiver. That's general coverage receiver. It's in beautiful shape. It's been redone completely with fasteners, and it's really clean inside and out. Works great for $140 plus shipping. Got an EFIT DX35. That works quite well. I've been taking CW contacts for that for $50 plus shipping. I've got the wants for a pair of 3-500Z tubes, if somebody's got some. I've got an amplifier that I got 4-400 in. I'm just kind of looking for some 3-500. And let's see, it's probably about it for today anyway. Again, the name is Dan. Call is K-8-W-O-Z. Could be reached on the QRZ database, or you can text or call me at area code 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. Enter this next note. Okay. Dennis, you want to see if you can round somebody up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you say yeah?
Yeah, sure. This is W5ZPK. You are listening to the Friday Night 3870 Traders Net. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or even give it away, come now with your call sign suffix. Well, isn't that special? Why don't you let Jay do something this evening? He's just been sitting there picking his nose.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. How are you guys?
See if you can round somebody up.
Oh, okay. I have not been picking my nose. But anyway, just a little, well, never mind. All right, this is KM5QS. This is the 3875 Friday Night Trader Set, and we're looking for check ins. You got something on buy, sell, trade, give away, take it to Belton, and let somebody pick it up. The hell was that? Oh, never mind. It doesn't count anymore. All right, anyone wants to participate in it, come now.
Good question.
M5GQ, go right ahead, sir.
Needless to say, everybody's probably tired of hearing it, but I'm coming to Belton. If you got broken stuff, bring it, I'll buy it. My phone number is 228-669-9125. I'm good on QRZ, but I don't never answer the phone, so send me an email. But if you got something you can't fix and you're tired of looking at it, I'll buy it.
Providing
it's not a piece
of junk. Oops. Okay, Jay?
Roger.
Okay. All right, Bill, N5GQ. Wow, Bill, some folks call him. They know him better than we do. Well, I don't know. Anyway, he's looking for broke stuff. If you got a radio that was hit by lightning, they told you it couldn't be fixed, or a tuner, or just any ham gear, he will buy it from you for a reasonable price. And when he fixes it, he will give you the opportunity to buy it back for pretty much what he paid you for it and what it cost him to fix it. He's done this for a long time, and he does a pretty good job at it. Bill is good on QRZ for email. That's the best way to reach him, because sometimes he doesn't answer his phone. But his phone number is 228-61... Oh, wait a minute. Let's start over. Area code 228-6699. Okay. All right, I'm screwed up, but let me do it right this time. 228-669-9125. Do that again. 228-669-9125. I was writing fast the letters, all the numbers all ran together.
And if anybody's looking for something, I've got three 101 MPs right now. I think I've got 6 7300. I've got a pile of stuff. So, you know, if you're looking for something, give me a call. I'll probably be cheaper than anybody else.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's got some of the good issue piece. They've been prepared and fixed up and ready to go at a real reasonable price. He also has a whole bunch of 7300 ICOMs in the same, for the same deal. Once again, that was 228-669-9125. Did that get it, Bill?
That got it, yeah. I've got tuners, I've got amplifiers. I'm pretty loaded up right now.
Yeah, Bill's got a whole bunch of stuff, and he's got a big RV he's going to bring to Belton. So once you call him, you can load it up, and you are like a pretty good deal.
Diane told me to tell you to bite your tongue because she knows how that goes.
Well, it don't work her too hard now. She'll wear out them shoes I'm going to bring.
True. All right. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome, sir. All right. Anyone need any pills? Okay. Is there anyone else like to participate in that? Steve, come now. Hearing nothing, I do have an additional one. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's legal. Well, it's not radio equipment, but no. Yeah, Dan, it's you can't ask people to bring a loose one, can you?
I don't know. I think Bill's always got one with him.
Oh, I love you, Dan.
All right, anyway, one last call, and then I'm going to turn it back to Dan. Anyone for the net? Take it away from me, Dan.
Okay, thank you, Jay, and thank you, Dennis. We're going to get back to Dennis here in a minute. I just, something come across here that today. I'm sure everybody else already knew about this, but it kind of shocked me that the main trading is now the U.S. Sales operation for Expert Amplifiers. That's a shock. To me, it's a shock anyway. He says he's already sold a couple of them, and they're, I don't know if they're going out of business or what over there in Italy, but he's getting free shipment deliveries already.
So, no, he come on Sunday and told us that.
Anyway.
He had to end up at Viroplex, screwed it all up. That's a good company. That company ain't going nowhere.
Dan, he actually cut a deal with them.
Are they the most recent ones we bought?
Yeah, Viroplex had it and screwed everything up. And then Mr. Bob sent this guy up over in Florida, and Viroplex didn't want to pay the guy. So, it's going to be 10 times better than it ever was.
Richard's doing the whole deal. Their dad is going to take care of warranty. He's going to take, it will be serviced in Texas. So he has a full line of the Expert all the way up to the 2KFA.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Dennis, you want to see if you could round somebody up? You put the bottle down for a few minutes and give it a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. This is W5TCK. We're looking for people who'd like to buy, sell, trade, or give away amateur radio equipment. Great news about NTC. That's good. If you got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
K5LRX.
K5LRX. Go ahead.
This is Jack from Austin, and I've got some receivers. There was a period where I had receiver fever. I'm sure you guys do not know anything about that disease, but it is always fatal. At any rate, I think I can it can intercept before I have to check out. But anyhow, so here's what I've got. I've got an SP600, SP183, 129X, and an Eddystone 750 that I would like to sell and bring to Belton. I hate my Texas ships these nice rigs. So let's go through it slower. It's an SP600 that is actually the 274 version with the military crystals, the switching thing, and all that stuff. And these receivers are all restored and plug and play. And that's what I was doing. I was buying, you know, pretty tatty old receivers and fixing them up. And all of a sudden, I looked around and I had a lot of receivers looking at me saying, you want a piece of me? But anyhow, so the SP600 is an R274. I guess it's a D version. And an SP183. I've bought, $450 for the SP600. And, maybe take a little bit less. And the SP183 looks like new. And it's 225. That's a steal. 129X looks like new. Original knobs, you know, the funky looking knobs that are teardrop shaped. And it looks cool and works great. And also, an Eddystone 750. And Eddystone, if you're not familiar with them, you likely are, but forgive me, they are British columns. I mean, they are really special. And they sound great, look great. Really nice machines. If you've ever looked at the Eddystone line, do yourself a favor and kind of take a peek at it. But anyhow, I'm wanting $500 for that. And it works great, fully restored. So there you go. You can contact me, email or text. Telephone or text at 512-944-4362. That's 512-944-4362. How about that? Did it convey?
Question.
It did, as a matter of fact. How much you want for the Hammerlin? Oh, let's see, $450 for the SP600. Yeah, I'm sorry, the 129X.
$225 for the 129X.
Yeah, it looks like brandy new, I hate to say it. It's really a nice rig.
Get out of there with that audio crap, you idiot. I'm trying to find out what he wants for that 123.
$225 for that 183, looks like new. K5LRX, bigger in Austin, has some receivers for sale. He's going to take them to Belton. You can pick them up there. These are not something that you want to ship. First one is SP600, the R274. We think it's a D model, military style, $450, very rare. SP183, $225, looks like new. Hammerlin HQ129X for $225, and a British Eddystone. Very much like a Collins. I mean, you know, similar quality, let's put it that way. $500, that's an Eddystone 750. I played one of those many years ago. It's an amazing old radio. If you're interested, get a hold of Jack at 512-944-4362. 512-944-4362. He's good, he can QRZ. He'll be at Felton, talk to him, and make arrangements, and pick up a excellent old receiver. And a bonus, next winter, one of these radios that you buy, receivers that you buy, will heat up your shack. That's a bonus feature. Anyone need a fill?
Does the 183 have the speaker with it by chance?
No. Plug in your audio channel, type of 183.
I understand. Okay. But you are bringing it to Belton, right?
Yep.
Rod Jones.
Actually, it's one of the nicest receivers in the joint. You know, it's single-ended, so it's got that nice single-ended emotional content. So, you know, people think choice pulls better, but we got more emotional content. So there, that the dime will get you on the subway.
Oh, yeah. I always dreamed about a 183. Okay, let me shut up. N5, good question.
I smell a deal coming on. I smell one, that's for sure. This is W5DPK. Anyone else?
My sale trade giveaway, come now.
You smelt it, you dealt it.
Yeah. I got a phone number for you, Jay. I'm sure you can handle it.
Dabble!
All right, I've done enough damage. Let's see. I think back to Dan, W5DPK.
Okay, thank you, Dennis, and thank you, everybody, for your participation during those two net controls. Let's see. There was something else I was going to ask about, but I don't know if Justin's here or not, but let me check to see if he wants to try from the mid-state area. AI 5 OS, are you with us tonight, Justin? He's got something better going.
He's in his parents' house.
Okay, let's see. Let me give one more shout, see if anybody's got anything else, then we get back to normal amateur abuse. Anybody else got anything to buy, sell, trade, giveaway? Come with your call sign now. Don't have to be in Texas. Could be anywhere.
Okay. QS with QRZ.
I'm in.
Oops, go ahead, Sam.
Somebody else in there? Sit in here.
I will call me.
DPP, hey, let's flip the page here. I got another couple of lines I can use. Go ahead, DPP.
All right. Well, this is Sammy, W5DPP, and I'm hoping to be at Belton, maybe bring a few amplifiers and something smaller and lighter to carry. They're all heavy these days. I'm probably going to bring some, like an ALE-11H. SB-1000, SB-200, maybe an SB-220, ALE-80A, there's at least two 3500 amps, and then the 11H, you got 11, then it does still have the 1K Tokyo high power for with the 4CX250s in it. So anyway, I'm hoping to bring those out there if anybody's interested. Trying to find me there at Belton, and I'm bringing some tubes of various transmitting tubes, and no little tubes this time. if you want to call me beforehand, just to see what else I might could bring. You can call me at 979-820-4814.
979-820-4814. Okay. Good deal. That's good listening. Thank you, Sammy. Sammy, W5DPP up there in Bryan, College Station area, is going to bring a bunch of amplifiers, just the perfect ones for backup or your main amplifier. Small, but not tiny, big enough to put out a big signal and not take up a whole lot of desk space. He's going to be bringing an AL811H. He may bring several of some of these if he has more than one, or if you call him ahead, he might make sure he's got a spare. Bringing an ETSB-1000, probably one of the best ones of those ever made. Bringing an ETSB-200, always a popular amplifier, and an SB-220. And an Ameritron AL-80A. Tokyo High Power, that's got a pair of 4CX250s in it. I'm surprised he hadn't sold that one already. That's a beautiful little amplifier. And he's also bringing a whole parcel of transmitting amplifier tubes. If you're into building or you need a spare or whatever, you think of a tube you'd like to have, and get Sammy a call, and he'll have it and he'll bring it. His number is area code 979-820-4814. 979-820-4814. Anyone need a fill on Sammy's list? Yeah, I guess they would do better than me. Okay. One more shot. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. How about Ricky out there?
Hey, go ahead, Dan.
I thought maybe you would have something for sale or buy or watch this week. No?
No, not really.
Okay. Good enough. Dan said we don't try. Okay, last call. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Somebody in call sign now. Oh, here's a little carrier down there. Okay, looks like that's going to be it, unless somebody has something else they want to make a mention of.
Well, Milton coming right up, so y'all remember, you know what the drill is. I don't have to go through it. You bring yourself to put a donation in the pot, and you can't stand it no more. You have way too much fun than you're supposed to. We will be there on the 11th, and we will be cooking until we leave. So y'all come on down and have a good time.
Shrimp will be mid-afternoon on Friday. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for your participation and cooperation tonight. We got through about half the net without any interference, and we'll probably do better next week. Every week gets a little bit better. So thanks, everybody, for everything, and we'll see you next week. KWOC, I'll be clear and say this next history and turn the frequency back to normal amateur abuse.
Hey, Dan, before you leave.
Yeah, my Friday, Dan, will be at Wilson.
I probably won't. What do you say? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey,